Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the second CD by the duo The Bird and the Bee, which consists of singer Inara George and keyboardist-producer Greg Kirsten. Performing on stage with just an electric piano and drum machine, the two performers developed a strong following around their home base of Los Angeles. Their cover of the Bee Gees' How Deep Is Your Love is currently being used by VH1 for its promotional spots. Here's Ken's review of The Bird and the Bee's new CD, Ray Guns Are Not Just the Future.
The voice of the bird and the bee is Inara George's slightly flat, delicate humming tone, a sound frequently devoid of affect, but not cold or off-putting in any way. Instead, George's voice is a perfect complement to Greg Kirsten's chilly instrumental accompaniment, as keyboards and drums collide politely. When Inara George sings about being lonely, she's almost clinical about it, talking here about how her head feels empty, and that her feeling of longing makes her want to take to her bed for a long period of time.
Where is the middle? Is the middle of your mind? Is it the place where you stop, where you just stop trying? Call out the dogs and let them have a sniff. They might catch a little scent before you just forget it. Losing your head is such a common theme. All your brains are falling out the open seams. Where is the heart? Is the hub of the matter? I must empty out my skull of all this useless chatter.
There's certainly an element of playfulness in this music. This is definitely an LA-based act. Inara George is the daughter of the late Lowell George, leader of the influential Los Angeles cult rock 70s band Little Feat. And that showbiz heritage occasionally creeps into the Bird and the Bee's songs, such as this one, a poker-faced tribute to, of all people, David Lee Roth, lead singer of Van Halen.
When I was a child, you captured my devotion. I spent so many hours exploring mixed emotions. All of the ways you spoke to me. All of the things you provoked in me. I'll always love you. Diamond Dave.
I like the way the Bird and the Bee commence their salute to Diamond David Lee Roth by talking about how he captured their devotion when they were children, and then proceed to sort out, quote, all the things you provoked in me. Inara George and Greg Kirsten make music like good postmodernist creators, analyzing their influences in public and making art out of their very self-consciousness. They perform a similar deconstruction on a different genre, hip-hop, in this wittily prim yet sinuous bit of music called Polite Dance Song. Would you be nasty with me, Inara George sings in the same tone of voice that would make her an excellent narrator for a Jane Austen audiobook. Do you like dancing with me? She demurely inquires. I think we have a very nice quality. Indeed they do. The Bird and the Bee also have a way of turning their compliments and accusations back on themselves. Take this jolly bit of put down called You're a Cad, in which a lover's faults are listed, only to have Inara admit, I should be better, but I'm worse.
So now you want the whole world to notice that you've come around. Now you expect we'll see how you're really so much better now.
But I know the truth, I won't waste my youth on a cat.
As you may have gathered by now, there's an element of cutesiness to the Bird and the Bee's music. If you're not on their wavelength, fond of 70s dance music, 60s pop, and a certain bossa nova worldliness, you might find them precious. I did at first, but they won me over. There's a lot to be said for songs as meticulously crafted, yet injected with real emotion. Above all, this twosome sound like the sort of adults you'd like to sit down to dinner with, talk about music and books and movies you might like in common. In general, they seem like good company in the brainy, clever images they project.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Bird and the Bee's new CD, Ray Guns Are Not Just the Future.